I also just keep thinking of Mr. Wickham.
Mr. Wickham.
Mr. Wickham.
Mr. Wicket.
It's a wicket. It's a cricket wicket. Okay.
Wickham would play cricket.
Oh, yeah, he would.
But he'd be bad at it.
He would be bad at it. Mr. Darcy Fences. That's hot.
That is hot. Not saying that cricket's not hot for you cricket players out there.
It can be hot, yes.
It's not hot if Mr. Wickham is playing it.
No, nothing that Mr. Wickham does is hot. But cricket players can most definitely be hot, as we, I mean, have already seen, but will see again soon. Mm-hmm. Everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie. And we're here to talk about singing and dancing and, in my case, Bollywood boys.
And in my case, Tollywood boys. And specifically ones who play cricket so much that they die.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
It was unexpected.
More on that later.
More on that later. Welcome to Jersey, friends. Mm-hmm. And Katie and I once more divided our efforts. I watched the Telugu original film.
I watched the Hindi remake.
Yeah. I'm glad to know that it sounds like your guy dies at the end, too.
He did die at the end, and I'm honestly still processing it.
I am, too. I was so surprised. And not in a good way. I mean, it's not really a good way to be surprised when someone dies. But, like, I think of a movie like Malal, where the surprise death is, like, so... It's, like, heavy and it's an emotional impact, right. But it's, like, it works.
Yeah.
This was not a death that worked for me. I feel like it undermined some of the messaging of the movie.
Okay, because, right, sometimes the Hindi remake, you're just like, what has been left out in translation here from the original? And so I have some things, about, like, the storytelling. And I was like, well, maybe it was better in the original. But it sounds like maybe we have similar hang-ups.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to talk about those.
Yeah, and, you know, I was really with this movie until the end.
Okay.
And then... after I finished it and then going back and kind of reviewing my notes and putting some of the things that happened in the context of knowing that he, not only does he die, but he lies to his family throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
It really changed the way I felt about a lot of what happened.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Mm-hmm. But it did almost seem to be saying that making the choices he made makes him a hero.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you didn't have to do that, though?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
So you actually just basically kind of abandoned your family in pursuit of your own personal glory.
As you claim for the sake of your son, who is 7 years old, who probably would have preferred to have a father.
He didn't actually mean play your heart out, Dad. Yeah.
Play yourself to death. So before we get more in depth about all of those feelings... Jersey, the Telugu original, stars natural star Nani. I still have no idea why people call him that, but that's our boy. That's my boy. As Arjun, Shraddha Srinath as Sarah, and Satyaraj as Murthy, the coach slash mentor. And Katie, I was very excited that this actor, Satyaraj, was the dad in Chennai Express.
Okay, I
like recognized him. I was like, wait a minute, I've seen that bald head before.
Get on the train, baby.
Exactly. And it was written and directed by Gautam Tenanari,
who also directed the Hindi version.
Okay, great. I do like when they do that. I feel like it lends a little more kind of oomph to the remake.
I agree with that. But yes, and Jersey, the Hindi remake, stars Shahid Kapoor as Arjun and Mrunal Thakur as Vidya and Pankaj Kapoor as Bali, who is the coach in the Hindi version.
I love Mrunal Thakur.
She's amazing.
She's become a fave of mine. She's just like so beautiful and strong, and she's really funny and cute on Instagram, and love her.
I had not realized she was in Gumrah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in Tufan.
Oh, Nice. I haven't seen that.
No, but I would like to watch Tufan at some point.
She is in the first movie that I ever saw with Nani, and it remains like one of my favorite movies that I've watched in the last couple of years.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have it on the list for us at some point, too.
Okay. I look forward to it. Also, happy Olympics, everyone.
Oh, yes. The Olympics haven't actually started for us, but they have started for you all in the future.
Correct, which is very exciting.
It is exciting, yes.
Sports, go sports.
Sports, go sports. Well, speaking of sports, shall we sport off into the sports of this jersey?
Let's do it. I will also say there was a lot of cricket.
Uh-huh.
And I normally feel like I don't have to know sports in order to enjoy a sports movie.
Yeah.
Which I think is true. Like, I watch a lot of baseball movies. Sure. I don't actually know the rules of baseball.
Yeah.
But I'm able to enjoy it. But I think I do understand the basics of baseball.
Yeah.
Way more than I understand the basics of cricket.
Same. Yeah. I think I understand the basics of most sports more than I understand the basics of cricket. It does seem like very complicated.
I get that, like, you don't want to lose a wicket, but right. I'm confused as to, like, how often you swing, like, when do you out, what's good, what are centuries, when do you run, when does the tea break happen?
It seems like, and some of those things I know from having read the book of Zoya Factor, that actually taught me a lot about cricket, but one thing I was reflecting on is, did they name a wicket before they named cricket? Do those two words have the same, like, do they derive from the same term? Because how funny is it that they were like, we've got cricket, we've got wickets. Was it intentional choice to have those things rhyme?
I'd love to know. It does feel just absurdly British.
So. It's very British.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, spoiler alert, I am going to just research cricket for next week.
I was hoping you would.
We're just going to do a deep dive and try to figure out how the sport actually works.
Understand
because
the rules, yeah.
I did enjoy Jersey, like, a lot, but I didn't understand at all what was happening with the different...
Like, what are the stakes? Why was the final game 5 days long?
Right. And, like, I get that people are like, oh, they're losing. And I'm like, oh, no, that's a bummer.
Right.
And then people were excited. So I was like, okay, I guess that's good.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's very much how I felt and I think my notes reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, let's get into some plot here because
there's
plenty to go around. The Telugu jersey opens in New York City in 2019. We see a young man buying a copy of the newly published bestseller Jersey. He then overhears two young women ask the bookseller for a copy of Jersey for themselves, but the bookseller says that this young man just bought the last one. And the young man gives the book that he has just purchased to these women and says, I don't need it. This book's about my dad.
Aww. That happened for me as well. Great. Except it was in Bengaluru.
Oh, interesting.
Which is an interesting choice, because later at the end of the film, they're like, oh, you've been away for 2 years. And I'm like, in Bengaluru? Like, I kind of just assumed they had gone abroad, but
yeah.
I don't know.
They had been abroad in the U.S. in the Telugu version.
Yeah.
But at this point, we cut back to 1986, a cricket match, specifically, surprise, surprise, between Hyderabad and Bombay. In a voiceover, the young man from the bookstore, whose name is Nani, which I did find confusing because I kept wanting to refer to the actor Nani as Nani. And
that is confusing.
But his son's name is Nani. But anyway, the son's name is Nani, and he tells us that his dad was the best batsman of his time. And Nani's mom, Sarah, was always crazy about him, and we see Sarah in the audience, or the crowd, whatever you call it at a sporting event, blowing a kiss to Arjun as he walks confidently out onto the field. There's, like, rock music playing. He's, like, he's cool.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a cool jock boy.
My Arjun was also cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad. But then we jump forward in time to 1996, and we see Arjun and Sarah and a young Nani all curled up asleep in their living room. So far we're on track.
Yeah, but with a leaky roof, right?
Yes, the roof is leaking. Yes, indeed.
Yep. Yeah, they clearly don't have a ton of money.
Don't have a ton of money. They're living in government housing. Arjun and Nani wake up early, and Arjun brings Nani to cricket practice before school. On their way, Nani tells Arjun that another boy on his team has been made the captain of the cricket team. But the only reason, Nani claims, is because this boy has an India national team jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And Arjun tells Nani not to worry about who's captain and to concentrate on the game and being the best player that he can be. But then he also promises to buy Nani a jersey for his birthday, which is in 2 days.
Yeah, so the son in my version is Ketan. I also noted just how much this father and son duo love each other. Like, you can tell that Arjun's, like, a really good father.
Yes.
Which, again, is a little strange.
It puts a fascinating twist on the choices he makes as a father and as a human.
Right. But yeah, what I also liked is that in my version, and maybe this happened in yours too, but Arjun tells Ketan that the captain isn't necessarily the best player on the team.
Yeah.
It's just the person who's able to bring out the best in each player. So just like remember that just because you weren't picked as captain doesn't mean you're not the best.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Which I liked.
I like that too. He's a really good father. He's good at, you know, lifting his son, and they have a really cute relationship. They're always kind of teasing each other and tickling each other. It's adorable.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah. While Nani is at practice, Arjun watches the men's team playing, and he bumps into his old coach, Murthy. Murthy tries to convince Arjun to come back to the Hyderabad team as an assistant coach, but Arjun turns him down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your movie, Arjun, is he, what city is he playing for?
He is, well, I mean, he's playing for Punjab.
Okay. Yeah, that was also interesting. I was like, Hyderabad is playing, like, as a city, but then all these other places, they were all playing as states.
But I'm pretty sure they're located, Mumbai,
anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're located in Chandigarh.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Same conversation happened with Bali and Arjun. And also, Bali said that, you know, you haven't looked happy in 10 years since I last saw you play cricket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just hit that nail right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
We flash back to 1986 again, and we see Murthy delivering the news to Arjun that even though he did technically make the cut for the Indian national team, the selectors are saying that he has to pay money to actually join the team. And Arjun is getting frustrated by this declaration, and so he punches through some glass, like a glass case next to him.
Yes. That happens as well, but here it's not so much the money, it's that he didn't get selected.
Mm.
And Bali is like, it's because there's a bunch of stuff going on behind closed doors, and there's like a lot of privilege involved, and like, it's not your fault that you don't have those things.
Right.
So there was no explicit discussion of money.
I see. But it sounds like probably the Murthy's advice ends up being similar to Bali's advice of, I would guess, you know, oh, just try out next year. But Arjun says no, he is quitting the sport because he has a family now and he wants to focus on his family.
Yeah.
Back in 1996, Arjun and Nani go to a sporting goods store, and Arjun checks in with a shopkeeper about an Indian jersey, and he's told that it costs 500 rupees, which is money that Arjun does not have.
Yeah.
He asks the shopkeeper, who's a friend, he can pay it off over time or pay for it next month so he can give it to Nani for his birthday in 2 days. The shopkeeper says no, but he does give Arjun a free poster, a free cricket poster to give to Nani for his birthday. So Nani goes off to school and Arjun goes home, and it's clear that things are very tense in the relationship between Arjun and Sarah. She accuses him of sitting around and doing nothing, but watching cricket all day and smoking, and he asks her for the 500 rupees to buy the jersey, and she refuses, even though she does have that money to give to him.
Yeah.
She also leaves out a 100 rupee note and tells him to use that to pay the electric bill. She goes off to work, and Arjun's friends just show up. He tries to get them to leave, but they do not. They are here to drink and play cards, and there is no removing them. Arjun then uses the money that Sarah had left for the electric bill to buy into a game with his friends in the hopes of winning the money for the jersey, but he loses, and so the electric bill does not get paid.
Yeah, this kind of storyline always makes me really sad.
Yeah, just, like, trying so hard to do something for your child that you can't afford to do.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to be a good father, and life just keeps getting in the way.
It does, yeah, and I guess it's maybe somewhat understandable that he then ends up with a very skewed sense of what it would mean to be a good father.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
generally speaking, though, good rule of thumb is just being present is a good way to be a good parent.
Yeah, yeah, like, if you don't have to die.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, he didn't know he would die.
I guess that's true. He didn't know that that would be the exact cutoff for death. He
knew that it was a big high possibility.
Yeah. Anyway, so that night Sarah is cooking dinner and their power gets cut. She yells at Arjun saying that they haven't paid rent in 3 months. Nani's school fees are due soon. And then she burns her hand on the stove. So Sarah goes to bed, and as she's sleeping, Arjun kind of sneaks over and starts putting ointment on her hand very lovingly.
Yeah.
And we flash back again to 1986 and see that this tension has not always been the case in their relationship. In fact, they were once so much in love that they were making out hardcore in a sporting goods closet.
Yes, they were.
Arjun is supposed to be at cricket practice. I mean, they are at practice, but he's supposed to be on the field, and he is not.
It's his turn.
It's his turn up to bat. But nope, he's too busy making out with Sarah. When he does actually leave the sporting closet, one of his teammates makes some kind of rude comment about their enjoyment of each other's company.
Yes.
And Arjun just beats this guy up.
He's a little bit of a hothead.
He's very much a hothead. Yeah, he's, you know, young and he's in his prime and he's the best on his team, and, like, has, like, the best record of a batsman, like, ever. I don't know, like, yeah, in that season, whatever. He's impressive. So he's got some things to back up his cockiness. But Murthy tells him that he won't make it big without some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
He does later say that that's not true, that he's good enough, yeah, to make it big without any discipline, but he doesn't tell that to Arjun.
Yeah, I like, because isn't it phrased like, he's like, I've seen a lot of talented players, but they've never made it without discipline. And, yeah, then he's like, I lied to him. I've never seen anyone as talented,
yes,
as him.
That's exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sarah goes and talks to her dad, telling him that she is in love with someone, and then she goes to Arjun and asks if they can set up a meeting with him and her parents to talk about their engagement.
Mm-hmm.
He teases her, but he ultimately agrees, and we get a sweet love song, brief love montage of them just being cute.
Yeah. Did your montage include a scene where she's lying in bed reading on her side and he comes in through the balcony?
Oh, yeah.
And crawls onto her bed and, like, behind her, but she doesn't seem to notice.
That's so scary.
Until he, like, taps her shoulder, and I was like, that's wild.
That is wild. She must have been really into that book. And also, like, if that had happened to me, I would have screamed and punched somebody.
Yeah. I would notice if there was suddenly another body on my bed.
Yeah, but that's, like, haunted house stuff right there.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in exactly that way, but he does sneak into her bedroom and they do make out some more. Although in my movie, no lips actually touch. It's always, it's just like, he's kissing her neck a lot.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Lips touch a lot in the Hindi version.
We gotta sexy it up a little bit. When they do go and talk to Sarah's parents, her dad refuses the match because it would be an interfaith match. This is never explicitly said, but I'm assuming, given her name, that Sarah is a Christian, and I'm assuming, given his name, that Arjun is Hindu.
Interesting. Okay.
So Dad suggests that Arjun convert, but Sarah is like, no, I don't want anything about him to change. I love him exactly as he is right now.
I always find choices made, especially when two movies are directed by the same person,
mm-hmm,
certain choices are very interesting.
Yeah.
So the faith conversation doesn't come up at all.
Hmm.
The issue that her dad has, he does say, like, he's not from the same community.
Mm.
But I kind of took that to mean, like, caste / class.
Yeah.
And the, like, main point of contention was just the fact that he's a cricket player.
Okay.
So she's like, I want him exactly how he is. Like, her dad is like, he needs to quit cricket. And she's like, no, I won't let him change. Which is just, it's interesting. It makes me wonder, what was it about that point that they decided wouldn't come across well to Hindi-speaking audiences.
Yeah, that is an interesting choice. Did they assume audiences would root for this couple less if they knew it was an interfaith marriage? Right. That's very interesting.
It is.
Sarah's dad, in the Telugu version, does take issue with not just the fact that Arjun is a cricket player, but specifically the fact that he is a local cricket player. He's not a good cricket player in his eyes. He hasn't accomplished as much.
Yeah.
But so Arjun and Sarah elope. Congratulations to them. And they do move into the government housing that we see them living in 1996 as well. Arjun is getting this housing because of his job. He does have a job other than being a cricket player. And Sarah also gets a job working at a hotel. We then catch up through, you know, kind of seeing this montage happen. We catch up to when Arjun breaks the glass because he can't get onto the national team. And we see him telling Sarah that he's decided to quit cricket. And she says that cricket is his life, but he says, no, you are my life now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very sweet, but I do also think there's such an interesting thing happening with the way Sarah feels about him playing cricket, because it does seem at a lot of points like she feels very strongly like that is what he should keep doing.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Yeah, up until she suddenly is no longer supportive about it.
Right.
Because of something? Like, that was also a little unclear, because, like, I understand she's been worn down at that point.
It makes it a little bit confusing what days she's nostalgic for, because what we come to see is she wants things to go back to the way they were, but it's unclear what she means by that. And I guess she specifically means just after Arjun quits cricket to what we then see happen, because we see her get pregnant, we see Nani is born, and there's a moment where she asks Arjun who he loves more, Nani or her. This is, I think she's still, like, laying in the hospital bed, like, having just delivered a baby. And Arjun says her. This is a very weird moment.
It's a very weird thing to ask your partner when you've just had your first child.
And also, like, definitely written by a man.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a mother.
Yeah.
I do feel like, generally speaking, a healthy relationship between a mother and a child is that, like, your child is the most important thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I don't think your brain would immediately go to, like, well, my husband's gonna love this baby more than me now.
Right. Yeah, because you would...
Because I would kind of hope that your partner
feels the same way. Yeah. Right. If you're parenting with another person, you would hope that they also prioritize that child over, you know, over all else as much as humanly possible. And also, the love between two romantic partners and a parent and a child, two very different kinds of love that you really shouldn't be quantifying in that way.
If someone asked me, like, well, who do you love more, like, me or our child, I'd be like, who are you?
Why are you
asking
me?
Should we really be together?
It's like, well, not you, because you asked me that question.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I completely agree. But in spite of their love for each other, we do see some distance begin to grow between Arjun and Sarah, which kind of comes to a head when we see Arjun actually forgets Sarah's birthday.
Oh.
Yes. It doesn't really come to a head. It's just a moment we see in the montage, and that was, like, really the only thing that I could point to and be like, there's a problem.
I see. Okay.
And then we also see them, like, sleeping very separately from one another with Nani in between. So, you know, a natural course of a relationship with a child is that it's going to change, and it seems like neither of them is particularly happy with how the relationship has changed.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's possible I missed that in my movie, but I also feel like they didn't show that.
Okay. The disintegration of their relationship could have been shown a little bit more clearly, especially because, and we've said this already, but Arjun is such a good father. And it's weird. I guess I shouldn't say it's weird. It's unexpected to me that Sarah wouldn't love him more, seeing how good of a father he is. And, you know, that's one of the again, I don't have kids, but one of the things I've understood about relationships, long-term relationships, is that you re-fall in love with people for different reasons, and as they change, mm-hmm. you change, and you kind of find new ways to love each other as you change. And that's hard, and I appreciate that that's hard, but it's just so interesting to me that he's changing and she isn't appreciating the good ways that he's changing. Like, he's becoming less of a hothead, and he's becoming kinder right. and more loving, and I don't know. I thought it was really hot how good of a dad he was, and I don't even want kids.
Yeah.
So, like...
I agree. No, it does still, like, trigger something.
Yeah.
Positively.
Something, like, mm-hmm. biological in me is just, like, he can care for my young. I'm into it.
Yeah.
And so I did think it was interesting that that didn't really seem to do anything for Sarah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But this ends that kind of longer montage of their relationship. We're back in 1996, and we see Sarah telling one of her friends at work that she's worried that she ruined Arjun's life by forcing him to marry her, which then made him want to quit cricket.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That definitely didn't happen.
And this was one of the moments that, going back and reading my notes, I was like, it's so crappy that he doesn't tell her why he quit cricket. Like, the real, true reason that he quit cricket is that he was risking his life by continuing to play. And he doesn't tell her, and so she feels like it's her fault.
Yeah, I also feel like once you're in, a married relationship with someone, their health concerns are your health concerns.
Absolutely, especially when you have a child together.
Yeah, yeah. If my husband didn't tell me that he has, a heart issue,
yeah,
I'd be upset.
Very upset. Yes, very upset.
It's like, I kind of want to know if I might lose you at any moment.
Yep.
That'd be great.
It'd be helpful to be mentally prepared for that as much as would be possible. We then see Arjun go and talk to a lawyer. He actually lost his government job 2 years ago for legal reasons that weren't his fault. And so he needs to plead his case in court to get his job back. But this lawyer says that he's going to need to pay 50,000 rupees before he'll help. And Arjun doesn't even have 500 rupees to rub together. So 50,000 is just completely out of the question.
Did they specify that he was suspended due to suspected bribery?
Yeah.
But then the 50,000 is a bribe?
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, but that's true.
Oh, okay, because they very clearly outline it in the Hindi version. I guess maybe it is the lawyer, but the lawyer's like, well, no, we need 50,000 rupees to pay off the inspector, to pay off all these people. And Arjun's friend is like, you realize that he was put away for bribery that he didn't commit, but now you're asking for a bribe to prove that he's honest?
Yeah.
Like,
that is fascinating. And what a crappy situation.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm using tonight because I keep wanting to say a word that starts with S, so I'm defaulting to crappy. So Arjun is with a friend at the lawyer's office, and he then asks this friend for 500 rupees to buy Nani's jersey. He asks multiple of his friends, but none of them have the money to give him, and they do end up giving him a couple of bills that don't amount to much, and they just tell him why don't you buy a drink and forget about it, friend, you're not gonna get the 500 in time. And while they're drinking together, Murthy rolls up and he tells Arjun that there's a charity match happening the next day against New Zealand. Which I was like, why is New Zealand coming? But they do explain that it's so they can get used to playing in the Indian climate.
Oh, yes. I don't think that was explained. I was just kind of like, cool, those Kiwis, man. They'll go anywhere.
They'll go anywhere, do anything. I mean, yeah, who else? They must get sick of playing Australia all the time. Yeah. They gotta get out somewhere. Yeah, so Murthy wants Arjun to play in this game so that the board of the team will see him and hire him as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Arjun refuses until Murthy offhandedly mentions that the players will get paid 1,000 rupees for playing in the game. And so one of Arjun's friends overhears this and accepts on Arjun's behalf. And Murthy is thrilled and he's like, all right, great, come to practice. I'll see you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So Arjun heads home, he gets his gear, and Nani sees him gathering his things and begs to go along to practice because he's never seen his dad play before. And so they lie to Sarah and say they're off to the movies, and they head to practice. Arjun hits every ball that Murthy pitches at him. He's clearly still got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he and Murthy and Nani and their friends have a very sweet moment where they go on a little, you know, bike adventure, and they get ice cream and cake along the way, and they go to a lookout point and look over the city, and Nani falls asleep in Murthy's lap. And Murthy has talked about how Arjun is like a son to him, and so it's the sweet moment where, you know, he hasn't gotten to have a relationship with his surrogate grandson, and now they're getting to have that. It's very nice, very pleasant. So the next day is Nani's birthday, and it's also the day of the match. Sarah gives Nani a Spider-Man action figure, which I just noted down because I thought you'd enjoy it.
I love how much this kid loves Spider-Man. That's amazing.
I'm glad they didn't change that for the Hindi version.
Yeah, no, I don't think he got a Spider-Man action. Maybe he did. Regardless, I want one. So.
Yeah, you deserve one.
Thank you.
Arjun also shows Nani the poster that they got from the sporting goods store, but then he tells Nani that he'll buy him a jersey on the way home from the match that day. At the match, Arjun is introduced to the hot-headed, young, like, upstart player, Nandu, and he sassily is like, oh, I've never heard of this guy before, and Murthy teases Nandu by saying that he'd better watch out for his place on the team if Arjun plays the way he used to.
Ooh.
Yeah. But so it's time for the match. New Zealand is up to bat first. They score 331 points. 331 runs, a lot of points, a lot of big numbers.
There's probably some centuries in there.
Maybe someone got a century, who knows. Arjun's friends are in the stands along with Nani, and they all brought drums, and one of the friends is like, nah, we're not going to need those drums after seeing this first half. Then Hyderabad is up, and Murthy suggests to the coach that he send Arjun in, but the head coach is like, no, we're not doing that. He sends Nandu out. Nandu ends up scoring a half century. Cool.
That's good.
I'm assuming that just means 50 points. Like,
probably?
Yeah.
How many points? Like, there's so many like, I know, overs. Like, and
when do they stop? Like, do they just keep going until they're out? Like, it's so much. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out next week. Yeah. People listening to this who actually know the rules of cricket, who are just screaming, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we apologize for our lack of knowledge. That should be the tagline of our podcast.
I mean, actually, though.
But so the coach keeps refusing to send Arjun out until they lose their third wicket. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then he agrees. And so Arjun immediately falls back into his old swagger. He, like, struts onto the field. He, like, pushes the other guy who's coming off the field. And then he's like, sorry, I don't know where that came from. He just turned into his old self for a second. But he gets out there and he's just getting, you know, hit after hit after hit. And his friends are like, all right, maybe we are going to need those drums after all.
Mm-hmm.
The game progresses. Apparently, it is very close. Arjun does end up getting out towards the end on one of the last overs, and New Zealand wins. But they're very good sports about it, and they give Arjun props for his performance.
Yeah, he's definitely the standout star.
He absolutely is the MVP. And better than New Zealand's appreciation, Arjun looks into the crowd and sees Nani cheering for him, and that's all he needs in this moment to feel victorious.
Mm-hmm.
But then Murthy reveals that Arjun will not, in fact, be paid for playing because this is a charity game, and he was referring to the not-charity games that people get paid for.
Yeah.
And so this is upsetting. Murthy tells Arjun that he will talk to the committee about the assistant coach position, but Arjun shouts that he doesn't have a place for cricket in his life anymore, and he storms off.
That would be frustrating if you risked your life thinking, okay, well, at least I'll get 1,000 rupees out of this, and then you find out, no.
You get nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way home, Nani is not understanding why they're not stopping at the store. He thinks that they're going to get the jersey. He's like really like bugging his dad, and he's like pulling on his arm. And then this causes Arjun to like swerve into traffic, and he pulls over and he slaps Nani because he's so frustrated, and Nani did like do an unsafe thing. And it's rough because he's never hit him before, and it really takes poor Nani by surprise.
And it's his birthday.
And it's his birthday.
And, like, he didn't understand the reason why he hadn't gotten the jersey yet.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a rough moment, yeah. So Nani attends his birthday party that evening with a bruise on his cheek, and when Sarah asks where it came from, Nani tells her that he got hit by a ball at cricket practice. Arjun is appreciative of Nani having lied for him, and he goes and tries to steal money out of Sarah's wallet, but she catches him.
Yeah.
And this then leads to a fight that they have in front of everyone. Everyone overhears it, including Nani. Sarah is calling Arjun a quitter. She slaps him. She says that he's always running away from problems and suggests that someday he's going to run away from them because it's going to be too difficult to be a family with them.
Yeah. Again, I would argue that maybe they wouldn't have so many of these issues if she knew why he quit cricket in the first place.
Absolutely, yes, because he certainly didn't just walk away for no reason.
No, but for her, it's like, you just gave up.
Right.
Context is everything.
It really is, and it's helpful to be open and communicative with your partner.
Big
just your family.
Yeah. Super support open communication.
Yeah. So Arjun leaves the party, he gets on his bike and he drives to the cricket pitch, and he tells Murthy that he wants to come back to the team, but not as a coach, as a player. He says that this time he's going to make it onto the Indian national team. Murthy reminds him that he is 36 years old, which is the retirement age for most players. But Arjun says that he is sick of feeling like he is dying every day of his life, which is an interesting thing for him to say.
Yeah.
And then he says that today at the match was the first time he felt like he wasn't disappointing everyone in his life.
Aww.
I know. I do. I do feel for him in this moment. But again, it's like if you had opened up to anyone, they could have talked you through this.
Yeah, you would have felt support. Like, the reason you haven't felt supported is because they don't have all the facts.
Right. Nobody knew how to support you. Didn't know that you needed support in this way.
Exactly.
But Arjun steps confidently onto the field and says today he is restarting his life after 10 years, and this is intermission.
I was just going to say, it was a very uplifting place to head into the second half. Like, whoa, he's doing it.
Yeah, it was. And it made me think of Footloose, the musical. I don't even know why. It's not even, like, similar plot-wise, but I was just, the song that goes into intermission is like, heaven helps the man who fights his fears. And that's, I don't know.
That's great.
It just struck me. I was like, Kenny Loggins. Yeah. You know, it's here. Anyway,
I love
that's
that.
The first of two times that I thought of Footloose watching this movie. And I'll mention the other one when it comes up.
I also just, at this point, was like, just thinking that this man was turning his life around. Like, he has something to live for again. Like, okay.
Right? You're, like, behind him.
Yeah.
As you're watching it.
Now I'm just like, bro.
And knowing the reason. And also knowing that he could have just come back as a coach.
Yes. He could have, like, had a very fulfilling career coaching other players.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like, you know, if he were maybe to play a game in front of his son, like, once every few years, it probably wouldn't kill him. And his son would probably also have been impressed by how good of a cricket player he was. So, I don't know. I just feel like there were other options.
This is one of those things where he definitely was, like, in his mind, like, I'm doing this for my son. And it's like, no, you're doing this for you.
100%. So Arjun heads to his first practice and is multiple times mistaken for a coach, first by the players and then by the coach himself. But he reassures everyone, no, I am in fact here to play, despite my advanced age, which is again 36.
Yeah, that would also just stink, though, if everyone is just like, oh,
yeah,
what are you doing here?
Right. I can't imagine he feels good having to defend his position as a player. No. But they're doing the batting trials to see who's going to get on the team. The coach skips Arjun's turn, and the day ends without him having had the chance to show how good of a batsman he is.
Mm-hmm.
Later, the coaches wonder why Arjun didn't make the Indian team back when he was in his prime. And though he's a good player, they say that they would rather bring people onto the team who can be there for the long haul. You know, not someone who's already 36 and maybe not going to be around for that many more seasons.
Yeah.
But Murthy reminds them of a line from a Rajesh Khanna film that life should be big, not long.
That film was Anand.
Ah, Anand. Yes, thank you.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
It's a nice sentiment. I do think Arjun could have found a better middle ground between those two options.
Yeah, now that I'm viewing that through the context of him dying at the end from a thing he knew he had.
Yeah, preventable.
Then I'm a little bit like, you could have lived a little longer.
Just a little. Yeah, maybe like senior son years. Graduate high school, get married. Well, that would have been nice. So the next day at practice, the coach calls Arjun up to bat, but Nandu and his nasty group of boys has have stolen one of Arjun's gloves.
Yeah.
The coach yells at Arjun and tells him to get off the field.
Oh, this made me so sad. Like,
yeah.
He was so close to being able to prove himself, and then these jerk faces ruined it.
They're so horrible. Like, if he's 36 and they don't think he's a threat, why be a dick to him?
Exactly. They're just insecure, and this is why everyone needs therapy.
Everyone needs therapy. Especially, like, athletes get put through a lot of stuff, like, and they get told that they're not good enough a lot. Like,
athletes 100% need therapy.
Yeah. And we say that with all the love in the world.
Yes, yeah.
Arjun overhears Nandu and the nasty boys at lunch laughing about the stolen glove, and he grabs Nandu by the collar and threatens him. Again, we're starting to see this fire come back. He's reconnecting with who he used to be. Maybe not in the best ways.
No.
Murthy breaks up the fight and pulls Arjun aside and shows him an article that was written by Nandu's girlfriend, whose name is Ramya, and she's a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And we had seen Ramya before this. She's been established as a character. We like her. Murthy then reveals that after discussing the article, the committee has decided to give Arjun one of the 35 spots at the training camp. And Arjun is super excited about this, but Murthy tells him that while age may not be, age is just a number, even so, Arjun is going to need to be the Arjun of 10 years ago. And Arjun's like, yep, I can absolutely do that. I'll do anything, whatever it takes to get a spot on the team. And Murthy's like, great, okay, if you'll do anything, go and apologize to Nandu.
Yep.
Arjun struts up to Nandu, where he's standing chatting with his girlfriend, Ramya. But instead of apologizing, Arjun grabs Ramya into a hug, kisses her on the cheek, and thanks her for writing the article. And then he winks over her shoulder at Nandu.
Yeah.
He then goes back to Murthy, grabs the cigarette out of Murthy's mouth, pops his collar, and says, you asked me to be like I was 10 years ago.
So here we are.
And I really liked this moment. It, like, made my heart flutter a little bit.
He's a sassy boy.
He is a sassy boy. And, a cocky, sassy boy can be fun sometimes. There's then a very nice scene between Arjun and Nani where Arjun reassures Nani that the fight that he and Sarah had wasn't about Nani. So that's nice. That's a good, again, father-son loving moment.
Yeah.
The 2 months of the training camp pass, and Arjun does make the cut for the Hyderabad team. Yay! He celebrates by going to the train station and screaming as a train goes by.
I loved this scene. I was like, where is he going?
I know, me too. He's just going to scream, which this is the second moment that reminded me of Footloose.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled right from Footloose. But then he goes to tell Murthy, who's also thrilled. They drink some rum together. Very excited. Sarah seems less thrilled.
Yeah, doesn't seem to care at all. Like, she seems upset.
Yeah, like, her reaction was hard to read in the moment. And, yeah, I was confused by this. I thought that she would be into it because, again, she was, like, berating him for having quit cricket. But
right.
Yeah.
It was almost like we didn't get her side enough
to
fully understand why her emotions were different.
Yeah, I agree. I would have liked to have understood her feelings better.
If your partner's been a shell of who he was for, like, the past several years, aren't you kind of just happy to see him taking joy in something again?
Yeah.
That, like, will bring in money?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was odd.
Absolutely. And I wrote this down at a later point when I realized it, kind of going through my notes, but, like, I wish that Sarah had known about the him dying thing for a lot of reasons, because I think it would have, it yeah. would have been nice for her to know, but I also think that it would have made some of these things make a lot more sense.
Yes, it would make, yes, if she's upset, yeah.
Yeah, and if they had wanted to save the surprise for the end, they still could have done that, and she could have just been like, I don't want you to do this, you know why I don't want you to do this, right. You know why you shouldn't be doing this, and yeah, just the fact that they didn't, and like, I thought about like how much more weight that would have had if she were the one telling Nani about it at the end, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I should have written this movie.
Clearly.
Anyway, so Sarah and Nani do proudly wave Arjun off as he leaves for his first game of the season against Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu is cleaning up in this match, and when Arjun heads out to bat, the coach tells him to play it safe and be sure that they don't lose any more wickets.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket wickets.
Cricket wickets.
So he goes out there, and he is not playing it safe. He is hitting, like, six after six, which is good. Get it, bro. He's racking up the points. He gets a century, and they end up winning the match. And the coach berates him for being reckless and putting the whole team at risk, but Arjun says, well, you told me not to lose any wickets, and I didn't.
Which is true.
It is true. It's not what the coach had in mind, but Arjun could pretend he didn't know that.
I like that the coach is like, well played.
In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
The team goes on to win the rest of the games.
Yeah.
Arjun is, you know, mostly the one making this happen with his totally crazy batting record. He's just like, every time he gets up to bat, it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
They take the lead and they place into the tournament. Nani excitedly shows all of his friends that his dad is in the newspaper. We also see Arjun at one point calling Sarah while she's at work. And he clearly wants to, like, tell her about how things are going. But when mm-hmm. she answers the phone, he can't say anything. He's just silent. And so she hangs up.
Ugh, couples therapy, honestly.
Yes, be so good really for these help. Two.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. But so the Hyderabad team pulls to the top of the tournament, and the selectors for the Indian national team start to take note of Arjun. They're clearly interested in him as a possible player for their team.
Yes.
We also see Arjun getting closer with both Nandu and Ramya. He and Nandu have kind of buried the hatchet, and he's given Ramya relationship advice, which, a little bit rich coming from him, but whatever. Yeah. He and Nandu also, you know, they start to kind of work together on the field, and one of the times that they're out together batting, they get 200 points out of their partnerships. Mm. I guess they each got a century. Pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive, I think.
I think so, too.
I don't know.
But Hyderabad makes it to the semifinals, and Sarah surprises Arjun by showing up after their quarterfinals match. And they go to the restaurant together where they used to go when they were young and in love. And Sarah apologizes for what she said when they fought. But then she tells Arjun that her dad has offered to pay for the lawyer so that he can get his government job back.
Mm-hmm.
And Arjun gets upset at this, and he accuses Sarah of not believing in him. But she says that she just wants their old life back. And again, not really clear to me what part of life she wants back, but I guess it is just from when he quit cricket to when Nani was born.
Yeah, which honestly probably wasn't that long.
Right, yeah. It's hard to think that you want the success of your relationship based on such a short period of time when you were happy.
Yeah.
Arjun says that many people have not believed in him over the course of his career, but hearing that Sarah doesn't believe in him scares him more than anything else, and he storms out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
But Hyderabad does win the semifinal. Arjun does manage to get another century, but he is not well. Something is going wrong. He's clutching his chest, he's having trouble breathing, and so he asks Murthy to bring him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
At the hospital, the doctor tells him that he is straining his heart too much and he's going to need to have some tests done. But Murthy and Arjun say that they won't stop him playing in the final because the selectors are going to be there and it's his one chance to get onto the national team.
These people don't actually know what's going on. And like, I feel like, yeah, his coach would not have said that if he knew.
Absolutely not. Especially Murthy, who like loves him like a son.
Right.
Sarah arrives at the hospital and overhears this conversation, and she gets angry that Arjun is putting Cricket over his health. Valid. And again, very valid. She doesn't even know the full extent to which he's doing that. And she tells him that he has to decide between Cricket or his family.
Mm-hmm.
Back at home, Arjun sees that Nani has replaced the Cricket poster that he got for his birthday with a newspaper clipping of Arjun. And Arjun asks Nani if he wants to see him play again, and Nani says yes and calls him a hero.
Yep.
Now again, he's already a hero to his son, and Nani does not know why. I think if he knew the choice between would you like to see me play cricket again, or would you like to see me die, I think he would choose, or would you like to see me live? Yeah, anyway. So Sarah gets home from work and sees Arjun waiting there with his bags packed to go to the final. Clearly he's chosen cricket in this ultimatum that she's given him.
Mm-hmm.
He tells her that he can't live like a loser anymore, and he wants Nani to keep seeing him as a hero. Sarah then hands him a plane ticket, which she bought for him so that he wouldn't have to take the train to the match and be tired for the game. So clearly...
She's supportive again. Yeah.
She's now supportive again. She's, you know, she thought about what she said and she changed her mind. So they embrace, and Sarah once again asks him who is more important to him, her or Nani. And Arjun starts to say her, but she covers his mouth and says, "Don't lie to me." And they weep. And then Nani sees them fall asleep together on the couch. And I think in this moment, it's supposed to be like a sweet thing where she's like, "No, I know you do love Nani more, and I love that you do." But again, it's weird, and I don't think anybody thinks this way.
It's not cute. It's weird.
It's not cute. It's very weird.
Yeah. I feel like the way I'm remembering it for the Hindi version is that he doesn't even say anything. They just hug.
Uh-huh.
Like, she asks him that question, and he's silent, and they just hug.
It's just like, it's obvious, the choice that's being made here. But so now it's the final against Mumbai. This is a multi-day match. Mumbai bats first, and at the end of day two, when they wrap things up, has scored 456 runs. Which seems like a lot.
That seems like a lot.
So over the next 3 days, Hyderabad is scrambling to claw their way back up and lessen that margin. But they are lagging behind. They keep getting wickets. It's just a mess.
Oh no, not the wickets.
Not the wickets. By the time day five rolls around, the commentators are saying that Hyderabad is going to need to do something magical in order to win. The team sends out Nandu and Arjun, who need to score 351 runs in, I think, 47 overs is what they said. Although that doesn't seem possible. So I don't know. Well, they need to do a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
I'll pretend I know what that means.
You're right. Yeah. Arjun does get up to a half century, but he is clearly struggling. Again, he's having trouble breathing. He's clutching his heart. Continuing to have to run, which again, it apparently is sometimes an option and is not always necessary, but they're opting to do it every time. So he's doing a lot of running back and forth. He does make it to a century. They're up to 216, but then Mumbai starts playing dirty and Arjun almost gets into a fight with the bowler.
Mm-hmm.
And things start to go downhill again. The margin for them winning keeps increasing, and we get to the last over. And Mumbai only needs one wicket to win. Arjun's fellow batter does really, really terribly, and they get to the last ball, and they need to score a six to win the game. And Arjun is really struggling, but he hits the ball. It goes really far. He makes the runs.
Mm-hmm.
We win the game.
Yay!
It's super close. He, like, just barely makes it over the crease with his bat, which is another thing I think is fun when they run and they've got their bat, like, sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
But, anyway, yes, Hyderabad wins. Yay!
And they chant Arjun's name.
Yay! And he struggles to his feet. He lifts his arms in triumph as the crowd cheers. And now we're back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2022, as the case may be.
Or 2022.
Sarah and Nani arrive at an event celebrating Arjun and the book about his life, Jersey, which was written by Ramya.
Mm-hmm.
Murty is also there. He's excited to learn that Nani and Sarah are going to be moving back to Hyderabad from the US next year. And then a stranger approaches Nani and pulls him aside for a private conversation.
Yeah.
At this point, I was still hoping that Arjun was not going to be dead.
I literally, up until the doctor pulled Ketan aside, yeah, I was like, maybe he's not dead. Maybe he's going to come out on his own or, whatever. Yeah. Maybe they got divorced or I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no, he's dead.
Right. Yeah. I was hoping for it, right up until, because they didn't say anything explicit in the doctor conversation.
Yeah.
And so I, right up until the part where he said he was dead, I was like, maybe he's not dead.
You were just hopelessly optimistic.
I was hopelessly optimistic. Well, because again, I thought it would be so weird if he died. But anyway. Yeah,
and it was.
At this point, I didn't even know the full extent of how weird it was. But so, a guy takes the stage. I don't know who this guy was. I guess maybe
cricket committee member.
Yeah, but he wasn't anyone important to the plot. So he was just a guy. And he gives a speech about Arjun and says that 1 in every 100 people actually achieve success in their life. And Arjun's story is not about the one, but about the other 99 who keep striving for success.
Also, let me see your, the research behind that.
Yeah. Where are you getting those stats?
Show me the credentials, because how do you define success?
Exactly. That's what I tell my students all the time. You've got to learn how, you got to figure out what success is for you.
Exactly.
And that makes it a lot easier to achieve. He announces that they also have finally found the notes from the selectors following the 1996 game, and it turns out that Arjun was picked to join the Indian national team.
Mm-hmm.
And so this man calls Nani on stage and presents him with an Indian jersey with Arjun's name on it. So he has finally gotten his jersey.
Yeah. And I'm like, was it worth it?
Was it worth it? I'm sure Nani would say no. Even though he kind of implies, anyway.
Yeah, it's it's a beautiful moment, but then it's just I was actually still kind of here for it at this time.
Yeah.
Because I'd already registered okay, Arjun's dead, but I didn't know how or why.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this is beautiful. That's so sweet.
Yes. Same. Yeah.
And then. The final 10 minutes. Yeah.
Nani gives a speech after being handed the jersey, and he reveals that Arjun was admitted to the hospital immediately after the 1996 final and died 2 days later. So yes, this was the official end of my optimism. Yeah. Arjun is dead. The stranger he just spoke to was Arjun's doctor, who revealed to him that Arjun had been diagnosed with a heart disease in 1986, and this was the real reason he quit cricket.
Also, if that doctor were going to break his Hippocratic oath now, he might as well have done it.
Yeah.
when he first died. When he could have
saved his life. Yeah.
Or even when Arjun died, at that moment, be like, wait, y'all didn't know about this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. No, but the suspense, the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Nani says that everyone thought his dad died trying, but really he tried knowing it would kill him. And he says proudly, "That's my dad." And the crowd cheers. And again, it's Nani, he seems like he's touched by this. And I don't think he would be. I don't think anybody would be.
This is not something to look up to.
No, for sure not. And I have another thought to say about that. But the last thing we see is a sweet scene where the family is on the beach together and they attempt to take a picture of the three of them, but it's an old, a 90s camera, so
yes.
Arjun uses a stick to take the picture, and it's very sweet.
They made a joke about a selfie.
Yeah, it's that's not how you do things. But so it's a sweet ending. I, at this point, was already really annoyed and upset and confused. So it didn't quite have the same emotional impact as it maybe was supposed to. Here's another of the thoughts that I had about what I wish happened in this movie.
Mm.
I wish that Arjun was told that he was going to die no matter what. I wish that, he had been told, all right, you've got 15 years to live. And then the choice he's making is, I'm going to accelerate the timeline on which I'm going to die.
But be really happy.
But be happy and see my family be proud of me, as opposed to just wasting away. And again, that just feels so much better than him.
I agree. Just, that's a good way to handle it.
Yeah.
This was pointless.
Yeah.
He could have lived into old age. All he had to do was not exert himself.
Right. Yes. And again, anyone who he had told about this would have talked him through it and would have helped him redefine success and redefine for themselves what success looked like, what his success looked like for them. Like,
which is a lot more inspirational, frankly. Yes.
Yeah. And don't you think, too, like, a movie about a man who is told that he can't play his sport anymore or else he's going to die? Like, that's a fascinating premise for a movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like they took that idea and they just, like, wasted it by doing it in such a, like, in doing it this way.
Yeah.
And then they also kind of wasted the idea of, like, you know, let's get excited about somebody who's told that their career is going to end, like, actually making something of the end of their career. Like, that also didn't really get to happen. It's...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of interesting facets of it to explore. Like, again, I just get stuck on, like, the inherent selfishness in his choice.
Yes.
But he's presenting it as selflessness for his son.
Yes.
Because that could have been a really fascinating conversation between him and Vidya, just to be like, you're being super selfish right now. Like, you don't even recognize it. You're using our son as a prop to, like, lean on to justify why you should go back to cricket.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah, that would have made for a really good conversation.
When it will kill you. Yeah. Like, that's an interesting dilemma, and it shows that humans are complicated. Whereas this, it's almost, like, too shallow. Like, it's shallower than it could be, and it's not that easy to convince me that he's a hero who should be admired for his choices.
It was disappointing because I was really excited about this movie and I, again, was with it until the last 5 minutes.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, that's Jersey.
Jersey. I did like it.
I did too.
Yeah, that choice just put a damper on things.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I think it was supposed to give it more weight, but it gave it less weight, weirdly.
Yep, I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
A swing and a miss. A wicket. Oh. It was a wicket.
It was a wicket. A cricket wicket.
A cricket wicket. Bollywood news.
Bollywood news. I have one thing.
Would you like to go first?
Yes, because I hypothesize that you also have written down my thing. But we got a trailer for Stree 2.
I know! Oh my gosh.
And it looks delightful.
It really does. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I like this weird headless tentacle-y monster thing.
Sure.
It's bringing back everyone we want to see.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think it's going to be the perfect mix of, like, humor and, like, gently spooky and action and romance and I'm here for it.
I agree with all that. It looks as promising as the original. And I like, too, that it seems like, yeah, the monster seems to be, like, a masculine presence and is, like, preying on the women of the village now. So we've gender swapped. But then it seems at the end, like, they need to call on Stree. And obviously from the trailer, that like, they need to call on Shraddha's character to, like, come in and save the day. And so I'm like, okay, so now it's going to be the ladies who come in and, like, you know, take it down. Oh, and that's fun.
I sadly was like, oh, I wonder if Creedy will show up. And then I was like, oh, right, she died.
She died.
In Badia. So,
but
no.
I do think it's... I didn't see him in the trailer, but just based on Varun's involvement and some of the posting about the trailer, it seems like maybe he is going to show up.
I'm hoping he has at least a cameo.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe they didn't want to show it in the trailer. Yeah. So it'll be a surprise when it happens. But yeah.
Also, it's coming out August 15th, which that's is so super soon.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that means it's on streaming by the time October comes around.
Yes, absolutely. Spooktober. I hope for that, too, and that it's available streaming somewhere where we can stream it, because I just found out that a Tovey movie that came out in, like, May or June that I've been really waiting to watch is available on Netflix only in India and not here.
Oh.
I know, I'm really sad. And because it's Netflix, it's, like, impossible to find it anywhere else. I was gonna say,
can you, like, circumvent the VPN thing?
Nope, they're really, really tight about that, so...
They're good about it now.
Mm. Yeah, so that's a big bummer. But anyway, yes, hopefully that doesn't happen with Stree 2.
Yeah.
That was my piece of Bollywood news. I do think it's worth mentioning the fact that it's looking like in the States that our Democratic yeah. candidate for president is going to be a South Asian woman.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about for a lot of reasons. Most of which are independent of her race or culture, just because I love Kamala Harris.
Yes. I also, though... well, we know where we're voting. Yeah. It's not really a surprise.
We were going to vote for Biden.
But we didn't really want to.
No, we weren't happy about it. But we would have done it. I was
going to do it. And then, yeah, I got the notification and I literally, like, screamed and just was like, oh my God. I have not felt relief like that in a ridiculously long time.
Yeah.
And then within, like, an hour, it became clear. It was like, oh, okay, it's Kamala. Like, awesome. Let's go. Because how incredible would it be that the U.S. could potentially, hopefully, please, get their first female president and have it be a woman of color?
Absolutely. Love, like, that so much. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yes. I know. I'm excited to... This isn't what our podcast is about. It's also scary. It's unprecedented. But it does... It seems like... This has reinvigorated a people who had kind of given up hope in a way. And yes. So, fingers yes. crossed that...
And she is, you're right, she is, like, part South Asian, so...
Yeah.
It's a connection.
It is. I remember when Biden picked her as his running mate, I remember seeing a lot of South Asian people... being really excited about that. I was about to say, like, I feel like I saw Femina India post something, but I didn't follow Femina India back then.
No. That was 4 score years ago.
That was pre Bollywood obsession.
God, the last 4 years have been long.
They really have. It's crazy to think about. Anyway, yeah, that's exciting.
But thanks for bringing it up. You know, I feel like we don't often necessarily talk about things going on in our lives. And yeah. So, yeah, this is something we're really excited about.
Definitely. Yeah.
Pluggables.
Yes.
Follow us at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood on Instagram and TikTok. Do what you do. Don't do what you don't do.
You make that choice for yourself. We support you no matter what.
Absolutely. Also, consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You could also leave a rating and or review on said podcast platform. But regardless of what you do or do not do, thank you so much for listening.
Indeed. And join us as well on YouTube and Spotify, where we keep our Bollywood bangers playlists. That's where we add the songs from the movies that we love, and we link those in our episode descriptions as well as in our Instagram posts on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we do.
Oh my gosh. Well,
we've been waiting.
We've been waiting probably too long for our next movie.
I literally have wanted to watch this for at least the past year.
I know. And I feel bad for not having let you. But also, yeah, because, you know, the suspense maybe isn't worth it. But it is going to be fun because we're watching The Zoya Factor.
Yeah, we are.
We couldn't not with watching sports movies and given how much, I mean, just think how much your love of Dilker Salman has grown in that time.
Just looking at his precious face.
His precious face.
I just want to squeal. Yeah.
I know. This was the first movie I saw Dilker Salman in, and I was like, I don't care about this man. Whatever. This is just a guy. Yeah. It didn't make an impression on me. And then I saw other things that he was in, and boy, did they make impressions.
His hair also is, like, perfection.
His hair is always... film. His hair is unreal. He's got Shah Rukh hair. He's got that hair that just, like, goes on forever.
It's like, you're like, how is there enough room on your head for all of these hair. Strands? Yeah.
Yeah. So, on IMDb, the plot description is based on Anuja Chauhan's novel, which she also wrote the novel that Murder Mubarak was based on.
Yeah.
Zoya Factor is a rom-com about Zoya, an advertising agent, and her relationship with the captain of Team India, Nikhil Kota. That tells you absolutely nothing about, like, the movie.
Okay, yeah. I think I got a little more over here.
Classic.
So Zoya Factor is available on Netflix. And the synopsis on Netflix is a goofy copywriter unwittingly convinces the Indian cricket team that she's their lucky mascot to the dismay of their superstition-shunning captain.
I'm really excited for us to finally watch this movie. I'm excited for you to finally see it. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure I will. Like, I have zero doubts about that. Cool. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Super excited. Love DQ. Gonna keep adding to my love of him. Also, it's been a while since we watched anything with Sonam Kapoor.
Have we watched anything with her for the podcast?
I don't think we have for the podcast, which means it's been over a year and a half.
Yeah.
Which we have other films on the docket in the future that include her. But yeah, I'm excited to get to talk about her on the podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
So, enjoy the Olympics.
Yeah.
I hope everyone's country is doing great wherever you hail from.
Yes.
And until next time, remember, Bollywood and Hollywood don't need us.
They do not.
But we need Bollywood and also Hollywood. And frankly, both these movies seem to be frame for frame remakes, basically, so... Yeah, I'd say we needed them both in this case.
Sure, yeah. And in particular, I feel like we need those industries to have fewer movies where people just choose to die.
yeah, I'd agree with that. Doesn't seem like a big ask.
In such a stupid way.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. All right, bye everyone.
Bye.